From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, the 19th day of August 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a partly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 81 degrees. For Monday night, it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 58. We'll run down the weather for the next 3 days in a moment, but first, here is the weekend in review. Some of the stories that made the news from August 16th to August 19th. At the top of the news, Nathan Mayberg reported in the Register Star that longtime town of Ghent supervisor Lawrence Andrews Jr. died on Saturday, August the 17th, at St. Peter's Hospital in Albany. Andrews served in town government for more than 3 decades. He was serving his 4th 4-year term as supervisor at the time of his death. He previously served 18 years as a Ghent councilman. Andrews was retired from the Taconic Hills School District where he worked as a math teacher. Ghent Deputy Supervisor Larry Van Brunt called Saturday, and I quote, "a pretty sad day for everybody in the town of Ghent," end quote. Van Brunt has been acting supervisor of Ghent since early July. He will continue to serve in that capacity until after the November elections. That full story was in the Register Star. Jessica Mosier reported in the Daily Mail that the Cairo Public Library has been awarded the 2013 Award for Outstanding New Library Building Construction by the Public Libraries Section of the New York Library Association. A representative of the library will accept a plaque and a $1,000 award at the NYLA Annual Conference in Niagara Falls in September. The award was based on the impact the construction project had on the library's ability to provide services to its community, with an emphasis on projects that demonstrated cost-effective solutions to space challenges. The new library was designed by Megan Brennan and Paul Mays of Butler Rowan Mays Architects of Balsam Spa. You'll find that full story in the Daily Mail. A special note, the Cairo Library Director, Deborah Kaminsky, is a member of the WGXC Community Council and an on-air programmer. In election news, Michael Ryan reported in the Daily Mail that Windham Police Chief Stacy Post is expected to run for the office of town supervisor in November. Post has not made a formal announcement as yet, but her campaign signs began to appear townwide last weekend. Post has secured backing from the Independence Party, but she is also expected to have her name put forward at the August 29th Windham GOP caucus. Also in the Register Star, Nathan Mayberg reported that Ed Furtek has announced he is a candidate for Town of Claverick supervisor as an independent candidate. Furtek's name is expected to appear on the Freedom Party line. The Claverick Republican Caucus previously chose Councilman Cliff Weigelt as its candidate in November. Incumbent supervisor Robin Andrews is expected to seek re-election running as a Democrat. Claverick Democrats have until September the 17th to hold its caucus. A special note, Furtek is a WGXE on-air programmer. He is currently on hiatus. Finally, the Daily Freeman reported that volunteer firefighters will take over Main Street and other parts of Catskill Village on September the 7th as part of the 125th Greene County Volunteer Firemen's Association Convention Dress Parade. The parade will begin lining up at 1 p.m. at the intersection of County Route 23B and State Route 23. It will step off at 2 p.m. and travel down Jefferson Heights to Main Street, eventually ending in the lot behind Coney Island Ice Cream. Entertainment, refreshments, and awards will follow the parade. The convention runs from September the 3rd to September the 7th. That full story you will find in the Daily Freeman. So for today's weather, the National Weather Service is predicting a partly sunny day with a high near 81. For Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 58. On Tuesday, it will be sunny with a high near 85. Tuesday night, clear with a low around 58. On Wednesday, it will be sunny with a high near 89 degrees. Wednesday night, clear with a low around 64. And finally, for Thursday, mostly sunny with a high around 90 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers, partly cloudy with a low around 66. The sun rose this morning at 6:08 a.m. and will set at 7:49 p.m. Length of the day, 13 hours and 41 minutes. 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Monday, the 19th day of August 2013. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.